When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A Factual Data Creation Facility production.
Welcome to the OFNT Podcast, episode 213, which I'm calling, I'm Actually Leaving This Time. Yeah, I'm early this week because the intended trip to Tennessee last week never materialized. That was because the weather forecasted for the area we planned to visit predicted rain. There's no fun looking for a new home in the rain.
No.
That and traffic would have been congested because of the total solar eclipse, as people would have been heading west in order to see it better. It was a big deal because the next eclipse won't happen until 2044. If I'm around at that time, I'll be too old to really care. We watched the eclipse from the comfort of our own backyard. While not as spectacular as it was in other areas, it was still great being able to witness it. We'll be heading to Tennessee tomorrow, hence the earlier than usual and shorter, I might add, episode. Well, I'm ready to go. How about you?
Yes.
Before I get started here, I have a couple of corrections. The Google Podcast listening app was shuttered only within the United States. The app still functions outside of this country. Well, it will only be a matter of time before Google shuts down the app for the rest of the world. Last week, I had recommended the podcast app for those on iOS who are looking for a replacement for the Google Podcast app. I pointed out that the app was completely free and had no ads, along with bringing you some of the podcasting 2.0 features. Well, that's no longer the case. I used the app a while ago when it was called Podcast Player or something similar. The last time I checked, it was still saying it was completely free. Upon checking it a couple of days ago, I noticed the name and icon of the app had changed and saw that the completely free part of the description was no longer there. I downloaded the app, and when I opened it for the first time, I was presented with a subscription screen, which I ignored. In the old version of the app, you could choose between Apple's or the Podcast Index. Well, that's not the case these days. I quickly deleted the podcast app from my phone. Well, I no longer recommend this app. The other correction I have is in regards to the BP podcast I talked about in the last episode. I stated that the original name of the podcast was Yankees Universe, which was true, but a cease and desist notice filed by the Yankees caused the podcast to rename itself Bronx Pinstripes, not Yankees Pinstripes. I have no idea why they have since changed it to just the BP podcast. Tech news. There's a lot of Google news this week, giving this podcast a nice break from the usual Apple news. First up, Engadget.com reports that the Big G's answer to Apple's Find My was finally launched. It'll be called Find My Device.
Huh?
See what they did there?
Yes.
Which leverages a crowdsourced network of over 1 billion Android devices to help people locate their lost items. Find My Device also comes with functionality similar to Apple's Find My. This technology even works if the item you want to find is turned off or even if the battery is dead. Well, take that, Apple. Find Mine doesn't do that currently. At a later date, Bluetooth trackers from Chipolo and Pebblebee will be supported from within the app. Find My device also integrates with the Nest smart home system, of course. The Find My device app will work with devices running Android 9 and later, so those with older hardware won't be left out. In case you have some concerns about privacy and security,
Yes. You
can opt out of this service. According to an article from CNBC.com, Google will launch its cool suite of photo editing tools gratis for Android and iOS starting May 15th. This includes Magic Editor, Magic Eraser, Photo Unblur, and Portrait Light. I know that when I had Google's photos loaded on my iPhone, Google wanted $2 a month in order to use these tools. Well, for Android users, you had to subscribe to Google's One Plan if you didn't have a Pixel phone or a Chromebook. Non-subscribers will get 10 Magic Editor photo saves per month versus unlimited saves for Pixel phone owners and Google One subscribers. Non-subscribers will get 10 Magic Editor photo saves per month versus unlimited saves for Pixel phone owners and Google One subscribers. Well, free is good, but what data are you surrendering in order to get this free service? Now, what's Google most infamous for these days?
I don't know.
Besides weighted results while searching the internet, advertising, and vacuuming up all the data they possibly can on its users.
How dare you?
The big G is also well known for abandoning apps. The latest service app they're giving up on is Google VPN, which was part of the Google One subscription plan. The VPN will be phased out sometime in 2024. No specific date was given. As far as the VPN itself, it was very limited. It collected logs on its users, logs that could be turned over to law enforcement agencies, and you couldn't switch countries or select servers. Google VPN is, or I guess now was, best for when the user was accessing public Wi-Fi. Despite its limitations, it was still a nice-to-have option for users. What's next on the chopping block? Well, only those within the Googleplex itself know that one for sure. Remember a few weeks back when I reported on Roku being hacked and losing all the account details and some 15,000 users?
No.
Yes.
Well, the streaming box pioneer suffered yet another breach, this time losing the account details of 576,000 users.
What the hell?
This from an article on ZDNet.com. These hackers have made unauthorized purchases on about 400 of those stolen accounts so far. Roku says that it will be refunding those charges and has reset the passwords for all affected accounts.
Yay!
Roku is also adding two-factor authentication for all accounts. I guess that's better late than never.
No.
This latest breach was supposedly found while investigating the last breach. Yeah, right. I believe that this is all one big hack and the company held off reporting the larger number because they wanted users to adopt that new draconian terms of service agreement that brick your Roku streaming device if you didn't agree to it. Now you combine this with the company's plan to insert advertising via HDMI connections, and I've got to say, even though I've used and loved Roku boxes previously, Roku is now dead to me. Take my advice, find a different streaming device to use. And don't buy a television powered by Roku. That's where the ad insertion via HDMI port comes in. Even if you bought another streaming device to use, how would you hook it up to your television? Well, that's right. You'd need to use one of those ad insert capable HDMI ports.
Hello there.
Tech I'm using. Though I've fully switched to Apple's Pages for all of my word processing needs, I must admit to being tempted by the current sale that's going on of the non-365 version of Microsoft Office. You know, the old-fashioned way of having it. And that's no monthly subscriptions to pay because Office resides on your very own computer's hard drive. Hey, remember those days? It's the 2019 version of Office and you won't be getting any software updates. However, besides Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and OneNote, you'll also get a basic version of Teams. Combine this with a $3 OneDrive subscription and you can get both an offline and online productivity suite. The price for this 2019 version of Office is $30.
Wow.
I think this is a bargain price, and I'm contemplating purchasing this because you never know when you'll need a complete compatibility with Microsoft type files. I'll ponder this purchase for another week until I make my final decision. The Apple Sports app that I sort of derided last week seems to be working fine now, dutifully displaying and updating scores on my iPhone's lock screen and sending alerts to the home screen while I'm engaged with the phone, all without me having to manually intervene. As long as the Apple TV Plus app is opened, along with the sports app itself, it'll work. Apple must have done something at the back end to rectify the problems I and I'm sure many others were having with the app. Even my lovely wife's Apple Sports app is functioning well on her phone. I just hope it stays that way.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Entertainment news. I've started watching the new Amazon Prime Video series Fallout, which is, of course, based on the video game of the same name. Amazon decided to drop all episodes of the series at once, a la Netflix, which is unusual for Prime Video, who usually do the old one episode per week thing, just like network television. The InterTube denizens are considering this a red flag, conjecturing that Amazon knows the series is a bomb and just wants to get it over with. I'm 3 episodes in, and while I can't say that I don't like it, I can say that I do. There are good moments sprinkled about, but the episodes come off disjointed to this old fart's mind. The characters are mostly non-likable and bland in my opinion, but I keep hoping they'll get better as the series progresses. Of course, we have the virtue signaling and DEI checklist happening, subtly, but it's still noticeable. The lead actress resembles a young Susan Sarandon, an actress I never cared for. It's all in those baggy eyes. Anyway, I'll keep watching it and hopefully the show will improve. Another series I've invested my time in lately is Sugar, which is on Apple TV+. I'm also 3 episodes in on that show, and it began to get really interesting after a somewhat slow start. What seemed to be a show about a highly paid Hollywood private detective is slowly morphing into some sort of international spy thriller. The acting is good and the writing is so far passable, but it beats most of the garbage coming from Hollywood these days. You know, I'd rather it be set in New York. I think the dreariness and atmosphere in that city would add to the show. Anyhow, the show keeps me guessing, which is a good thing. Beacon 23 has started its 2nd season on MGM+, and I enjoyed the 1st season, but so far this season hasn't delivered. Again, I'll be hanging on, hoping that this season starts improving. What are you watching these days? You know, I'd appreciate any recommendations you can give me. Podcast news. In the last episode, I talked about the differences I noticed between fan-hosted sports team podcasts and Podcasting Incorporated's more professional shows. I stated that I prefer the fan-hosted independent podcasts over those network shows. An article from podnews.com seems to prove I'm not in the minority, as Vox Media's SB Nation Local Teams podcast network has, as the article puts it, gone dark. This follows The Athletic's local team sports network shutting down last year. The Athletic is part of the New York Times media empire. This leads me to the conclusion that most sports fans want to hear the more impassioned rantings of the truly local team fanatics than the more polished and produced sports journalist-hosted podcasts. I chalk this up to journalists' need for access to these teams, so these hosts have to rein in criticism lest they be cut off from that coveted access. A true unattached local-hosted show can criticize to their heart's content, unafraid of consequences because there are none. Now, there are still networked local team podcasts out there like Blue Wire, which I mentioned last week, but these networks aren't backed by major media conglomerates like Vox and the New York Times. These networks only answer to their advertisers who, as long as they see results, aren't going anywhere. Still, these advertisers can influence what hosts can and cannot say. Continuing with Pod News, the site is reporting that popular podcast listening app Pocket Casts is going to start using the WebSub protocol for their show index. Apple's Podcast Index is currently the go-to index most apps use, but some apps give you a choice between Apple's index and Podcasting 2.0's index, while other apps have their own index, which is based on Apple's. Overcast and Pocket Casts are 2 examples of apps that use this hybrid method. The problem with all indexes except the podcast index is that they can cancel whatever podcast they deem unsuitable for various reasons. Another problem with these indexes, again excluding the podcast index, is that it can take hours or even days for a particular podcast episode to show up. A podcast index compliant app will see episodes show up within minutes of them being uploaded. Using my podcast for an example, As soon as I upload an episode, all podcast listening apps using the podcast index will have the episode available within 5 minutes. And that's not so for those apps that use Apple's or their own indexes. My episodes usually appear within an hour on Apple's podcast app, but sometimes doesn't appear on Pocket Cast for up to 3 hours. Enter the WebSub protocol. Like the podcast index, WebSub will see the episodes load in minutes, and the podcast index is compatible with WebSub. So if Pocket Cast does indeed adopt the WebSub protocol, listeners can expect episodes of their favorite podcast showing up sooner than they previously did. I have a love-hate relationship with Pocket Casts. I think it's one of the best listening apps out there, but to get all the advanced features, you've got to pay. And unfortunately, it's one of the more expensive podcast listening apps to subscribe to. Here's hoping that Pocket Cast will one day adopt the Podcasting 2.0 protocol. Spotify has announced that podcasts from Substack will now be accessible from within its app. Substack is mostly a journalism site. It's mainly populated by those who've been kicked off from the mainstream media cabal because they dare to offer a different take on things that don't follow the centralized agenda-based narrative the mainstream media adheres to. Going forward, you'll be able to listen to all free podcasts from Substack on Spotify, but you will still need a Substack subscription for those shows that are behind a paywall on that service in order to listen to them. Well, you know the old saying, you pay for convenience. If you're a Substack member, this is good news for those that use both Substack and Spotify. Well, the music is playing, so the end of the show has arrived. I'll be busy preparing for my trip to Tennessee in the morning, so I kept it short this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed making it for you. If you like what you heard, you can make a donation using the link in the show notes. Any and all donations will be greatly appreciated. You can always reach me at ofntpodcast@gmail.com if you're so inclined. I'd enjoy hearing from you. Yeah, I really would. Remember, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Well, I need to leave now, so get off my lawn. Stay skeptical. I'm out.
See ya.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.